This is Checking the Diary for Monday, 28th of September, spoken by Elswith. So, it's not actually Monday, it's Sunday, but that's a nice secret to keep between us. It also means I am currently working on Eunoia for this upcoming week, and I've had a few ideas in mind. I admit, I like the movement ones, but I know lockdown and all that entails that not everyone has the privacy that they wish they could have. So, I also like the phrases, because I love seeing what you come up with to end it. So we might do a phrase, and honestly, the Monday Eunoia is probably already out, so you might have already listened to it, so you'll know what I've decided. I'm also just thinking, well, I loved the responses to last week's Eunoia. I had, for every single day, I had at least, well, a few, and other times, not just a few, of you say, yeah, that's me. You hit it right on the head. That's me. Did you listen to last week's Eunoia? If not, go back and do it. Monday was the suitor, the eternal suitor, the romantic, always boyfriend, as reliable as a long-term partner type of person. Tuesday was the sissy maid. Sure, a bit over the top, but sometimes you need over the top. Sometimes you need to see just how much influence some of these mind games can have. These triggers that we've put in, right? Wednesday, the furniture, the sex toy, and oh yeah, a lot of my mindless happy harem. They liked that one. Thursday was dedicated to the feminine friend, which admittedly has a soft spot for me. Friday, the masochist, pain slut, the slave. Yeah, I have a soft spot for that one too, but honestly, I do for all of them, obviously. Saturday, the woof woof, and Sunday, the reset. So, because of having those of you get in touch with me to say which one resonated with you, I know there must be a few things that I've missed. So let me know. Let's open up this wider conversation, right? And let's see what roles or experiences that I didn't touch on last week, but you would like me to. You'd like to hear my thoughts on. What you can do is just contact me privately if you like, or in the comments or whatnot with this. And depending on what it is, it could easily turn into a public session, but maybe also private. If it's private and you're not one of my patrons, I do have that limited to 15. I think we've about hit it. If you're not one, because you played the creative game with me in collaborating, I'd be more than happy to still send it to you if I don't make it public. And speaking of nice things and gifts, I had a very welcome surprise come in the mail of a beautiful necklace. And of course, because I put it on the wish list, I had an idea of what it should look like, but, well, even prettier in person. And I have this love affair at times with little delicate pieces of jewelry, and then I go all the way the other way, and I like the heavier, substantial pieces, the pieces that you feel around your neck, and I would say this one definitely falls into that. The colors are gorgeous, perfect for someone like me that's very into earthy tones when I'm not dressing a sissy maid in pink. So I would say your name publicly, but I realized I forgot to ask if I could. So thank you again for the present off my wish list. I enjoyed that. I know quite a few people have gotten the disappointing news of lockdowns and such coming back. I've had the same here. It's really hard to go from being able to invite those in your bubble over to not being allowed to have anybody in your house that isn't part of your so-called household. I'm starting to realize I need to live in just some great big place where my household is everybody I want to see. And I guess technically you can't get together at pubs or restaurants or anything with folks, even if you're sitting outside, but you can be outside. And as long as you don't pass that group of six, I don't know why six is the magic number, then it's okay. The only problem being, of course, for those who are new here, I know I sound like an American. I am an American. Actually, I'm a dual citizen of America and a European country. And I also live in the UK. And it's, it's not really sit around outside with your mates weather right now. It's cold. And it's that horrible damp cold that just gets into your bones. And the only thing that fixes it is a hot shower or a hot bath. Oh, you know what? You can have people in your garden, it's said, and it can be, I forget the number, it was something high. Again, for those of you who are not in the UK, by garden, I don't mean your vegetable patch. It refers to like your backyard or front, but usually it's out back. I don't really see a lot of people in the UK hanging out in their front garden. What in America we would call the porch area, they tend to be outback, walled in. So maybe what I really need is just a giant hot tub outback. Because then, it's practical, right? Because then you're meeting your friends, your social circle, outside, and you're staying warm. And it's a hot tub, which is just good. Although I think there's a limit, isn't there? There's like 20 minutes or something you're allowed to stay in, then I guess they have to streak towards home. I don't know. I'm so tired of virus life, and I know so many people have the same fatigue, and I don't mean to be whiny because that's not why you listen to me. But it does influence, I think, to some extent, some of the stuff that I put out. So I think Eunoia is going to be a totally hedonistic, selfish thing for me. And we are wrapping up the month. So I do have personal sessions, as always, that need to go out. I have found, though, thanks to somebody's suggestion and their personal session that I've been working on, I've really fallen in love with this idea. So I'm doing theirs, and hopefully I'll finish it soon. Poor PETA, I promised him I would have them all done by the 25th, but the reality is some of these ideas, they just need to sit and get tinkered with and played with, because they're not just spoken words, right? People listen to the sessions multiple times, and quite a few of them feel like memories, don't they? For those of you who did the Becoming Clean session of being in the water, hair shampooed, you know, that intimate togetherness of that, if you've listened to that enough times, your brain does pull that back up as a memory. And I know it does because I know I've been able to build upon it with a few of you who've asked for that in private sessions. So I do put a lot of care into it because they also turn into my memories, right? These shared daydreams and my shared realities. So it's important to me to have it be something, you know, that I want as part of my headspace. So as always, for a few of them, I'm a little bit more behind than I should be, but they will be done by the end of the month. It's just, you'll get a note if yours won't. I had planned to release them all on the 25th. Due to moving and lockdown impending and some other stuff, it will be tomorrow. Today's Monday, technically, when you're listening to this. And so you'll hear it and you'll get, they'll be in your folder. So anyway, I like this. I've really gotten some neat ideas from this, and I think a few of the little bits are going to work their way into this week's Unoya, which I'm working on. And yeah, oh, last thing, because this is really dragging on too long. Sorry about that for checking the diary. I had hoped to have the next voice in the background done, but when I was doing it, I fell in love with a piece of it and realized I wanted to use it in someone's personal session. So I've had to go back and edit it. I thought that PETA could just make it work, but it didn't work the way I thought it would. So yeah, that one is coming. And for those of you who went through the last voice in the background, the Let Me Check the Ways, the Simple Whimsical Wandering, it's fun. It's fun seeing the words. If you caught that, the words changing and remembering. I think quite a few of you have quite a talent for this auditory learning, which I shouldn't be surprised that a bunch of people with a hypnokink fetish are really good at listening and paying attention to things. So, well done. Well done on being able to keep track of that as we were going through. And the next one is going to be a similar format, almost like a template of sorts. I am willing to bet on the first listen through that if you have a healthy appetite for lustful things, that there's not a chance in hell you're going to be able to remember those words. None. None at all. So, I look forward to playing with your mind. Bye for now.